And Malcolm, and you know, in the movie they say, well, wives filed paternity suit against Muhammad. No, that's not what happened. Malcolm X, when he left the nation, went to the wives and encouraged them to file paternity suits against the man that made him who and what he was. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the movie is a lie, for the most part. The movie doesn't mention that Malcolm X went to the Middle East in 1959, does it? But he did. So now, we dealt with the movie. Now let's deal with the assassination. Let me see, here it is right here. Y'all ready? On the day that Malcolm X was assassinated, which is the, oh, I'm sorry, I gotta read this, brothers and sisters. I'm moving fast. Now, Brother Benjamin Kareem, if you saw the movie, after Malcolm X led the protest where our brother got beat up, Brother Hinton Johnson got beat up, right? And then the young brother comes into the restaurant and he tries to come and talk to Malcolm. You know, he gets hemmed up a little bit by the security, right? And then he says he wants to be a Muslim. He wants to follow Malcolm X, right? Now, that did happen for real. And that brother, Brother Benjamin, was one of Malcolm's assistant ministers in New York. And he's still alive today. But listen to what he said about the speech that Malcolm X made, which resulted in Malcolm X's suspension. Following the speech, Malcolm was called to Chicago by Mr. Muhammad. After his suspension was announced, it was a 90-day suspension to run through March 4th, 1964. I've heard it said that the messenger used Malcolm's derogatory reference as an excuse for suspending him, that there were basic differences between them, and this was an easy way of solving the problem. Personally, I have never believed these stories. I believe Mr. Muhammad took the disciplinary action he felt he had to as a father disciplines a child he loves, knowing that if he comes through the trial, he'll be a better man for it, but also knowing there's a chance he'll lose him if he doesn't come through. One thing that most people forget is that the Nation of Islam continued to exist after Malcolm was gone. That as powerful and as magnetic a force as Malcolm was, and he was personally responsible for bringing a great many people into the nation, the fact remains that people were not, for the most part, following Malcolm. They were following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am not pretending that Mr. Muhammad taught Malcolm everything he knew, but he did give him the keys to knowledge and understanding. This is one key point in Malcolm's life that is generally misunderstood or overlooked. Now, that's Malcolm's friend. That's the man that the day Malcolm X was assassinated spoke right before Malcolm, right? And then Malcolm came out. That's what he had to say. Now, let me read to you from a book called 7 Years in the House of Elijah, which is written by a sister who lived with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for 7 years. Her name is, I'm looking for her name. I know her first name is Nisa. Nisa Islam. And she was the former supreme captain of the sisters under the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Are y'all ready? She says, one day I asked about Malcolm because Malcolm was there before I came, before my time. And I used to always hear people talk about him in Chicago and around the nation. And I would hear his name come up. And I wondered why I always heard about Malcolm X instead of Elijah Muhammad. So I thought one day at the table, I would ask him about it. I said to him, why do I always hear people talking about Malcolm and not you, dear Holy Apostle? He said that he loved Malcolm a great deal. I said that I heard you had something to do with his death. He said, oh no, sister, I love that brother. I love Brother Malcolm. When he talked about Malcolm, he lit up like a Christmas tree. He said Malcolm was like a son, and he cared a lot about him and his family. He said that he would never harm Malcolm or allow anyone else to harm him. As he talked about Malcolm, tears came into his eyes. I felt better because I could see he really loved Malcolm. I could see that the things I heard weren't true. He said that he would have never killed Malcolm because that was like killing his son. He loved his son. He spoke about him with nothing but love. I could see in his persona. So I totally believed him. I do not think the dear Holy Apostle had anything to do with his death. Whatever happened, it wasn't what he wanted. He didn't want Malcolm to die. That was not his wish from what he told me, and I can only go by what he said. Now that's a one-on-one conversation that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was having with someone, and the only way that we know about it is because in 2000.